and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm coming to you from a beautiful, sunny Portland, Oregon. And this is the weekly energy update for the week of February 2nd, 2020. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And today is 02-02-2020. So it's a palindrome day, meaning that the numbers are the same forwards and backwards. And this is an international palindrome day because it works whether you write the date as we do in the United States as the month, the day, and the year, or if you write it as the day, the month, the year, as many other countries do. So it works either way. And it's also an 8-digit palindrome. So the last time we had a similar palindrome was 11-11-11-11, more than 900 years ago, and we won't have another one for 101 years on March 3rd, 3030. So this is a big day in numerology. It's a day of very good fortune. It's a very lucky day when we'll have clarity around things and unexpected blessings. It's also a powerful time for intention setting and wish making, and when we'll feel a really deep connection to the universe. So, and it's also a great day and a great time to remember and trust that all we have ever dreamt for is closer than we think. So we could use that reminder this week before we move forward in this year. So the universe communicates to us through signs and synchronicity. And by paying attention to the meaning of these numbers and learning what they mean in our lives, we can learn to understand the universe's frequencies. And then ultimately, we learn to understand ourselves better. So the number 2 holds the most feminine energy of all the numbers. And it vibrates with the energy of balance and peace and joy. And February 1, can you even believe we're in February already? But February is a month filled with cosmic alignments. They're all helping us, all these alignments are helping us to find harmony within ourselves and within the world around us, which right now seems like a little challenging when we see the political situation, not only in our country, but other countries around the world with Brexit. We also have the coronavirus. So we may feel a little bit out of balance and harmony right now. So February is a month that brings us back into alignment. And this month, the universe is showering us with love and happiness as we move forward toward our most authentic self. So the universe is giving us this day of bliss on 2-2-2020 before we start the week ahead, because this is going to be an emotional week with all the feels. So the number 2 is emotional. It's highly sensitive and it's incredibly intuitive. So spend some time today getting really clear about what you want. And that could look like 15 minutes of visualizing your big dream and your big life, just meditating, doing that. It could also look like spending some time journaling and writing down what you want. But it could also just be talking with somebody and sharing what your vision is for this big life that we've been talking about for the last couple months. So any time you spend a day clarifying and thinking about what your dream will be is time well spent. So there are some days that when the energy is better than other days for manifesting, and this just happens to be one of those days. So even though this is Super Bowl Sunday and you may be busy today, take some time today to squeeze in this important manifesting time. So we have the vibration on Sunday, but even if you don't listen to this till Monday or Tuesday, you're still going to have remnants of this vibration. So spend some time whenever you can the first couple days of this week manifesting. So today is also Groundhog Day. So the groundhog didn't see his shadow this morning, so we're supposed to have an early spring. But I did hear that he's only right 39% of the time. So let's hope this is one of the times that he's right, because I could definitely use some springtime weather. And then we have this full snow moon in Leo, which happens on Saturday night. And this is an emotional full moon. So this is going to be an emotional week. So honor the emotions. Listen to them. Feel them. And remember that everyone else is emotional too right now. So cut yourself some slack and cut others a break this week. And with this full moon, we'll also feel really confident and aligned with where we are on our journey. So it carries this abundant energy and will bring closure to past issues that have been holding us back. So there may be some breakups and some endings this week, but they are definitely for the best. It's definitely going to be endings of things that were holding you back. For me, I have had some issues on some of the things that I've been eating, but I could probably, let's be real, eat a little bit healthier. So this is a week I know where, okay, I'm cutting that crap out of my life. I'm not going to eat it anymore, but it's definitely time and for my highest good to like eliminate that stuff. And this February full moon also gives us this newfound strength and wisdom that's really going to help support us as we move through this month and the rest of the year. So to recap, enjoy Sunday. It's a super duper positive, great day and the perfect time to visualize and journal and discuss your vision for the future. And manifesting will go a lot further if you do it today. And it's going to be an emotional week. So it's nice to have that info, so don't be surprised if you find yourself crying at the Budweiser commercials today or other things this week. And remember that others are going to be feeling emotional too. So just slow down, just relax, feel the feels, it's not going to kill you, and cut yourself and others some slack this week. And then we finish up the week with the empowering energy of the full moon. And this is going to give us that confidence boost that we need to believe that not only is the big dream possible, that we are going to get it. So when you feel that confident energy this week, take a minute to really feel it. Use it to get your mind clear that you're doing this, you're doing this. You're effing doing this, and there is no stopping you. It's just a matter of time now before we are fully in our new lives. And that's what the energy this week is going to bring us, is this feeling of confidence and that we can do this and that we're moving forward and that we got it and that it's going to happen. So that's kind of an exciting full moon, although it might be a little emotional and tough at times. So what? You get the benefit of this confident feeling and knowing that everything is going to work out. And also happy birthday to my son, Tice. It turns 31 on Monday, which I cannot believe that my baby is 31. I don't know how I got this old. And also this week, I am releasing my 28 Days of Making Money program. And these are the exact steps that I take when I want to get back into the money flow and attract more money. It'll only be $28, which is only a dollar a day. And it's pretty powerful stuff. The last time I followed this, which was a couple months ago when we did it on social media, my income went up about 600% that month. So you can always, of course, go back to my social media posts and get it for free. But I practiced with those social media posts, added some videos, added some different links to some articles and some other great quotes. And I will be releasing that this week. And I'm telling you now, so I have... So that I know that I'm going to get it done. If I don't say something, it's kind of been taking me longer than expected to get it done. So, all right, this is it. I'm putting it out there. I will be done with it and it'll be ready sometime this week. So have a wonderful Super Bowl palindrome 0202 2020 day. Enjoy this great energy, a fun day. It'll be a lucky day. So if you're betting on the Super Bowl, good luck. And I will talk to you next week.